through until midday right here on your radio station, St Albans. And I've been joined in the studio by Melissa Van Jean. I've got that right, have I, Melissa?
You have, absolutely.
Yes, yeah, look at that. We've been trailing Van Green all morning.
Yes.
So we're back to Van Jean.
We've got this right.
So you're based in Hollywell Hill and you're an immigration consultant.
That's correct.
So a real local girl here in St Albans. So we've got you into the studio this morning because we're talking about Brexit, we're
Absolutely.
Talking about the change in our society, in our culture, and it's very interesting. The boys this morning, when we spoke about Brexit, they went, oh.
Yes.
And there is this groan, but we said that actually the reality of some of the implications are going to be, you know, quite scary, really. And here in St Albans, what are the main sort of issues that we've got?
Well, I think, you know, if you have a think about when you last walked down the high street and you went in perhaps to Pret a Manger and you bought a baguette for breakfast, and then you might pop into Starbucks and get your coffee, you know, if you think about the people who are serving you, the percentage is high that they will be from an EEA country somewhere. Therefore, if you can then try to imagine that all of those people suddenly have to have visas to be here, that's going to have a huge impact on all of those businesses, big ones, small ones, throughout St Albans. And equally, those people who have made their homes in St Albans are suddenly facing the prospect of, goodness, you know, am I going to have to leave?
Yeah.
I don't want to leave. I'm married. I've got children at school. St Albans is my home. Mm. What will I do? And there's a lot of fear, understandably, from those people.
Is there a real need for this fear, or is it a fear of just sort of the press building up ideas? And
I think the press haven't helped. I do absolutely understand the fear, because the information has really been drip-fed to us. And there's still not an entirely clear picture, although it is becoming clearer. And what I would say to anybody who's worried about it is, yes, I understand, but try not to panic, because there will be a way of staying for the vast majority of people. But what it will mean is, in all likelihood, making an actual application to stay, whereas previously they may have just come and stayed.
What's quite interesting here is, from a business point of view, so if you're running a business here in St Albans and you're employing people, is it your responsibility to make sure that you've got certain paperwork in place?
Absolutely right, yes, and that's really important. There have always been laws in place which require employers to check the status of their workers. If you don't do that, you can find yourself in quite a lot of trouble. And of course, employing people from within the EU has always been fairly straightforward. You've taken a photo of their passport page and that's it. It is going to get more complicated than that, and employers will have to be careful that they make those checks and that they are satisfied that these people have got the correct permission. It's going to be called settled status, as we understand it, that they do have that.
So the definition, I'm sort of interested by this, because we're talking about Europe. For the last 40 years, somebody from France, Germany, it's an open border, so they could come and work here.
Yes.
So after Brexit, they will theoretically be an immigrant if they come and work here. Is that the case or not?
Yes and no. What's happened is the government has announced a scheme, the finer details of which are still to be laid out for us, but essentially there will be this new status called settled status, which EEA nationals are able to apply for. Those who have been here for 5 years already before a cut-off date, and hopefully we don't know that cut-off date yet, will, as we understand it, have a streamlined application process. So they should quite simply be able to get this settled status, and their families will be able to do the same. And those who haven't been here for 5 years will have a grace period to build up that 5 years, and then they will be able to apply.
Okay.
So they will be able to stay here. But yes, I guess their status will be, in some senses, immigrant more than EU national.
And it's so sad, actually. The word immigrant has such a stigmatism to it, doesn't it?
It does,
really?
It does. And it's really unfortunate, and it shouldn't. And I hope that actually, you know, that people who are affected by this won't feel that way. And I'm sure that St Albans will continue to welcome yeah, all of them.
Indeed.
You know, in the same way it always has done.
And as you say, you go up and down St. Peter Street and you will meet people from various different nations. And look at the restaurants, look at the food scene.
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. It makes our city vibrant. It really does.
Yeah.
And that, I hope, very much won't change.
So we've spoken about the businesses. What about people that find themselves in that situation? And what should they be doing at this moment in time?
So what I would say to people at the moment is, if they haven't applied for a document certifying permanent residence, which is the long name it has at the moment, and they've been here for 5 years or more, it's really worth applying for that now, because I think they will then find it easier to apply for this new settled status. If they haven't, or they're not sure, get in touch with me, get in touch with another immigration lawyer, just talk it through, talk about your situation, because there will be an answer.
Right.
It's best not to ignore it.
So the key thing really from all of this is, there's lots of things flying around in the media and everything, is don't panic, contact somebody who is actually in the know, who specialises in this. And so that's one of your roles. You're based on Holywell Hill.
I am, yes.
So what we do is we put out your information actually on the Twitter.
Great.
And on the blog for this. So if anyone actually needs that advice, a little bit of guidance, businesses or individuals themselves.
Absolutely, and all nationalities, it doesn't just have to be EU.
Yeah.
Any nationality, I'd be happy to help.
Of course, as well. Melissa, thank you ever so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
It's lovely to hear from you, and just hear you doing such positive stuff as well, really sort of helping people out with this. So good luck with everything.
I know you said you've
never been busier.
No, I haven't, and I anticipate even more business.
Right. It's lovely to see you,
and
good luck with everything.
Thank you
very much.